Our processional hymn this morning is 618. 618. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church on this fifth Sunday of Easter. I'd ask that you would reference your bulletins today for the service as we center ourselves on the God who has created, the God who has redeemed, and the God who sanctifies us. As we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise, 755. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from Acts 11, verses 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the brothers and sisters who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why do you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But I replied, "By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth." But a second time the voice answered from heaven, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 148, if we could read it responsively. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all the rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. The second reading is from Revelation 21, verses 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. At the Last Supper, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I'm with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, which we have just heard, represents not only a revelation, but also a revolution. The book of Acts is the second volume written by St. Luke, the first volume being the Gospel, which bears his name, and the primary Gospel on Sundays this year until Advent, until this coming November. Luke's narrative today tells of Peter, Simon the fisherman. It was after the resurrection of Jesus, and there is a recording that Peter had received a vision. He'd experienced it while in a mystical state or a trance, which came when he was deeply in prayer. And this vision was to become the foundation of the first generation of Christians as the foundation for proper Christian discipleship. You will recall that it was Simon who was the first person to ever utter that Jesus is the Messiah. It is Jesus who is the Christ. Jesus Christ, if you will. And it was his utterance which prompted Jesus to change Simon's name from Simon to Peter, which is Greek for rock. Now, Peter's utterance is the foundation forever for what it means to call ourselves Christian. Jesus, no one else or nothing else is the foundation. Jesus is the Christ. But you know, those first disciples also were not clear immediately about exactly what that means. And then as they would proclaim Jesus and his miraculous resurrection, they grew in knowledge and in faith, led by the Holy Spirit in fits, spurts, and starts, to be sure, and the truths of what it means that Jesus, this man Jesus, is the Christ, were revealed one after the other. Now, the revelation which Peter describes in this morning's second lesson was as disconcerting and revolutionary to his listeners as it had been to Peter when he first saw what he saw. Peter was in Jerusalem, the spiritual capital of Judea, the administrative capital of Judea. There was murmuring and upset among the believers there, for the revolution, which is Jesus as Christ, was beginning to rock the foundations of their own piety, their own understanding of themselves as descendants of Sarah and Abraham, and also their own understanding of who Abraham's God is and what his God, the God and Father of their new Lord, Jesus Christ, is like. Peter's vision, his revelation, was revolutionary. For in Peter's vision, Peter had beheld a sheet lowered by its four corners, laid to rest near Peter, and it held all manner of beasts, reptiles, birds of the air. We're not told what kind or what specific species, but we can deduce there were many that were not lawful or kosher by Jewish or Levitical law. And when ordered to kill and eat, he recoils. Peter argues, as Peter often does, and he piously asserts that he does not break kosher. He does not do what is unlawful. And then he is told, there is no more sacred nor profane in the Lord Jesus Christ, as all things are created by God, and the barriers between sacred and profane creatures are to be rendered no more and inoperable in the discipleship of Jesus' followers. There is no longer kosher and treif. All is now kosher. Now the believers, fellow Jews in Jerusalem, were upset, for word had reached them that Peter was eating and drinking and living as he would among the non-Jewish believers who were coming into what was called the way. That is what the assemblies were first called, that we would call the church, the way. So Peter tells of his vision, the voice which remonstrated Peter's sensibilities and pieties by saying, what God has made clean, you must not call profane. And the revolutionary inclusivity of the good news of Jesus Christ rocked Peter. The earliest Jewish believers and their communities also, as what had been forbidden in the Mosaic law, was now proclaimed permitted, made clean by God in Jesus Christ. So by his vision, Peter was prepared to respond to the call to preach and to mingle among all the peoples of the earth, not just the Jews. All of the peoples of the earth, as they already were and existed, for the good news of Jesus Christ. No preparation prior was required, as what God, the God of Abraham, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, had made clean, now was not to be called profane. The revolution which tore down barriers between an us and a them were of no consequence in the life of the followers of the way. the followers of the crucified Lord who is risen, the risen Lord who is crucified. Recalling Jesus' last night in mortality, the Gospel of John this morning proclaims Jesus, who, washing his disciples' feet, has said, "Love one another as I have loved you." Greek or Jew, male or female, slave or free, regardless of ancestry, regardless of gender, regardless of social function in the society or the system we inhabit, we serve, we wash one another. What God, what Jesus has made clean, we do not ever call profane. Our hymn of the day is 758. Let us rise in body or spirit and say together the words of the Nicene Creed as found in our bulletins. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The prayers of the people continue in our bulletin. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Fill the church with the spirit of your redeeming love. Make us steadfast in our proclamation of your grace for all people without exceptions, especially those often overlooked in our communities. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Awaken joy in the beauty and abundance of your creation. Show us the wonder of your presence from the smallest flower to the tallest tree. Recommit us to preservation of all wild places. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Instruct all world leaders to protect the most vulnerable among us. Guide those in power toward equitable and just economic policies so that all might have sufficient resources to live safely and with dignity. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Pour out your love on all in need of care. Those mourning losses, enduring trauma, experiencing broken relationships, yearning for companionship, or facing illness, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Hear us, O God. Abide with all who are victims of racism, especially people who are doubly marginalized because of gender, sexuality, or ability. Destroy all forms of systemic oppression and renew our commitment to healing the wounds of our collective body in this community and beyond. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy.
We give thanks for all saints whose lives bear witness to your redeeming love. Guide us by their example until we join them in your eternal home. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please have a seat. Do we have a sermon this morning? We do.
She doesn't want to. She wants to sit by Victoria, didn't she? Yeah. So when I was looking at this gospel, I know it's marked in your Bible already. You think? Yes, it is. John 13, 31 through 35. We talked about the Ten Commandments, and then we talked about the greatest commandment, and then we talked about the new commandment. And today in the gospel, it talks about the new commandment. And what was that new commandment?
One of them, just as I want you.
Oh, good job, Charlie. It says, I give you the new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. So does that mean I'm supposed to kiss all of you and love you that way?
No.
No. What does that mean? Do we know?
Oh,
good job. still love people, no matter what they do. Now, do we have to love them if they're being cruel or killing people or doing stuff that's against the law? It's a trick question. We should still love them. Does that mean that we should say it's okay for them to do that?
Yep.
Are we the judges? No. No, we're not the judges. So we're going to let God be the judges of their sins. And we will love them. And what else does it say in this? It says, if you love, come on, Jackson, you almost missed it. You have to start holding that little over, okay? It says, just as I have loved you, who forgives our sins? God forgives our sins. So just as he forgives our sins, we should forgive other people. And then it says, by loving one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples. That's what Jesus said to the disciples. Are we his disciples? Are you Simon?
No,
we're not. But we are in a way, because if we love like Jesus did, everyone will know that we are God's disciples, Jesus' disciples, if we love one another, right? You go home and you look in your Bible and see if you haven't already highlighted those verses. Take this home and look. John 13, 31-35. I'll bet it's highlighted, all right? All right, see you, my littles. Next time Paxton's going to come. Right? He wants to.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the fifth Sunday of Easter. Especially welcome to all of you that are visiting here with us today in person and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Dustin Allen. Happy birthday this week to Kiriana Unruh, Bryson Allen, Bren Chips, John Beek, Coulter Horton, Brandon Long, Maddie Gehring, Brody Gehring, Linda Kavnis, and Mackenzie Long. Altar flowers are given to the glory of God in loving celebration of Dustin Allen, Pastor Beek's birthdays, and Shanice Allen's baptismal birthday given by Sid and Marilyn. Are there any other announcements?
Tomorrow is Daily Bread. It's a week early this month. We're having, if I say it correctly, Brock's, German hamburgers, French fries, cucumber salad, and cookies. So please join us, and if you would like to help, that would be great also. We are going to be doing the 4th of July free community breakfast again. So it's from 8:30 to 10:30 on the 4th of July. And we're having pancakes and eggs and sausage and potatoes and all kinds of good stuff. So please join us for that also. And if you would like to volunteer, we will take any help we can get on that. And Pat is looking for readers for next month. So if you would like to do that, please see her. Thank you.
Offering will be collected at this time.
Thank you.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and our time and our possessions as we have gathered them in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With John and all your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus to restrain you from doing so this morning. Everything is prepared. Come forward as you are called. Thank you. Let us rise as we're able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out Into the World to Love and Serve, is 767. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.